Lifting and Moving Patients, a learning program on basic nursing care. Created and produced by Trainex Corporation. A frequent change of position is essential for patients confined to bed. But before changing your patient's position, always check the nursing care plan to see if and how he can be moved. A patient's physical condition will determine how he is to be moved. For example, special care is required to move a patient with tubing or a cast. And if a patient has a spinal injury or has had spinal surgery, he should never be moved unless specific orders have been written by the doctor. After checking the nursing care plan for the patient you are about to move, proceed to your patient's unit. Very often, you'll be required to turn your patient from his back to his side. Before you begin, explain to your patient that you will help him to turn from his back onto his side. First, the bed should be flat and raised to a comfortable working height. Then, lower the side rail nearest you and stand as close to the bed as possible. Stand with your feet apart and with one foot slightly ahead of the other. This will help you keep your balance as you move your patient. Then, slide one hand, palm up, all the way under the patient's shoulders. And the other hand, also palm up, under the middle of his back. Thus, your hands and arms cradled the patient's back. Gently pull his shoulders toward you. Next, slide both hands, palms upward, under his hips, and gently pull the patient toward you. Move his legs and feet toward you in the same manner, being careful to support them at the joints. With your patient in this position, there is ample room to turn him onto his side. Before you begin turning your patient, cross the leg nearest you over his other leg at the ankle. And place the arm nearest you across his chest. Position his other arm beside his head. Now, slide one of your arms under his shoulders and one under his hips. Then, gently roll your patient onto his side. Throughout the procedure, remember to keep your feet spaced far enough apart to maintain your balance. Place a folded pillow against his back to provide support. Adjust his shoulders and hips until your patient is in proper body alignment. As shown here, you should be able to visualize a straight line from the tip of his ear down his side to his hip. To allow for chest expansion and make breathing easier for your patient, make sure that a pillow is placed under his arm. Then, flex his upper leg and support it with a pillow to relieve pressure on the knees. Be sure that the weight of the upper leg is not resting on the lower leg, since this could impede circulation. Adjust the covers, put up the side rail, and place the call bell, water, and other articles he may need within easy reach before leaving your patient. Occasionally, you must move your patient up in bed when he has slipped toward the foot of the bed. First, raise your patient's bed to a comfortable working height. Then, lower the head of the bed as you explain how you're going to move him. Move your patient's pillow to the head of the bed. If your patient is able, have him flex his knees and push down on the mattress with his feet. Place one of your arms under his shoulders and the other under his hips. At the count of three, you and your patient work together to move him toward the head of the bed. Again, it is vitally important that you bend your knees and keep your feet far enough apart to avoid injuring yourself. As your patient pushes hard against the bed with his feet, you shift your body weight and gently pull his torso in the desired direction. Then adjust the pillow comfortably under your patient's head. When moving the helpless patient up in bed, ask another member of the staff to help you. First, lower the head of the bed and move the pillow next to the headboard. This will provide padding and prevent your patient's head from bumping the bed. After aligning your patient properly, roll the edges of the draw sheet into tight rolls for secure grasping. Make sure the sheet extends from the patient's shoulders to his thighs. At the count of three, slide your patient toward the head of the bed. Be careful not to strike his head against the bed. Then adjust the pillow under your patient's head to help make him comfortable. Since your patients will often go to other departments in the hospital for tests or therapy, you must know how to move your patient from bed to a gurney. Before you begin, explain to your patient that you'll help her move. Normally, you would cover your patient with a bath blanket before you transfer her to the gurney. However, during the transfer sequence, we have left the blanket off to help you visualize the procedure more easily. Begin the transfer procedure by raising the bed until it is just slightly higher than the height of the gurney. Then lower the side rail. And place the gurney parallel to the side of the bed. Before proceeding, make sure you lock the wheels of both the gurney and the bed. Then stand next to the gurney and lean against it, using your weight to hold it firmly against the bed. Instruct your patient to move onto the gurney, moving first her hips and then her shoulders a little at a time. You can assist her to move by placing one hand under her shoulders and letting her pull against your other hand. When your patient is comfortably positioned on the gurney, adjust the bath blanket and place a pillow under her head. Place her arms at her sides and fasten the safety belts to avoid injury. If the gurney has side rails, raise them and unlock the wheels before attempting to move the gurney. Push the gurney from the head in so that the foot end precedes you. Avoid jarring your patient. Moving your patient to a sitting position is another task you'll often be asked to perform. Whenever possible, simply raise the head of the bed to bring your patient to a sitting position. However, there may be times when you will need to bring a patient to a sitting position without raising the head of the bed. Begin this procedure by standing at the side of the bed and facing your patient. Then have him lock arms with you by placing one hand under your arm and the other hand around your shoulder. Use your free hand to support his shoulder. Now, using the large muscles of your arms and legs and keeping your back straight, gently rock back to bring your patient to a sitting position. If necessary, support your patient while he becomes accustomed to his new position. Observe him for signs of dizziness or unsteadiness. If he becomes pale or faint, help him to lie down and immediately report his condition to your team leader. Often you must assist in moving your patient to the dangle position, the intermediate step between sitting up and ambulating. First, lower the bed to its lowest position and bring your patient to a sitting position. Then, support his shoulder with one hand and use your other hand to help him swing his legs over the edge of the bed. Observe your patient for signs of dizziness and check his pulse. Your patient may prefer to wear his slippers and rest his feet on a footstool. Your patient's condition determines how long he is permitted to dangle. Do not leave the room while he is in this position, but remain and observe him for signs of overexertion, such as flushing or paleness. If either of these occur, help him lie down and report your observations immediately to your team leader. This ends side one.